Blog Talk Radio.
Shalom, everyone. This is Jaina. Glad to be here today. Kind of feeling a little under the weather, but I'm here. Let's see what we're going to do. We got to put some music on. Here we go.
Can remember stories, those things my mother said. She told me.
Well, shalom, shalom, everybody. We down to the wire now. How is everybody doing today? Brother Donia, I see you there. How are you today? You getting ready? Everybody ready for this thing? This is it. This is our last hurrah, hurrah. But we going to do what we have to do. I'm opening up your mic. Your mic is open.
Shalom.
Yes, sir.
Shalom. Shalom. Hallelujah.
Shalom.
Praise the Almighty, for he is good, and his mercy endures forever.
Yes, it does.
Yeah, this is our, what is it, our 11th day that we've been alleviated?
We've been free.
That's right. That we've been released from our punishment. And it's just so powerful to know that if you can look at what's happening now, you understand, since our punishment has been released, you understand, there's been a lot of shootings. The tornadoes and took over the whole place, you understand. I mean, they can't get Trump out of office at all, period, you understand. You know, so all of these are things that are happening in this punishment stage that we've been released from, you understand? So, you understand? I'm just looking at this here with my eyes wide open, you understand? And this is just it's amazing to me, you understand, how the Almighty is setting all this up. He's setting all of this up now. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Can you hold down the cord? I got to wash my hands. I'll be right back. If you want to keep talking, I'll be right back.
Keep talking. I'm not no great talker. No, but, I was just looking at this here, is that the Almighty, you understand, if we turn from our wicked ways and come back to the Almighty in our punishment stage where we at, you understand? See, the Almighty got to have something to work with, you understand? So he can work with those folks that turn back to the Creator, and he'll save us out of this madness and stuff, man. But you don't turn back, man. You leave yourself up, put yourself in jeopardy, man, because then he don't have nothing to work with, and so he's not going to be able to stop them people from the two-thirds of us that's going to be destroyed after our punishment, and so, that's all we got. We ain't got nothing else, man. Nothing else, man. It's amazing to me, you understand, how the Almighty is setting all of this up. We had a tornado, man, come through, you understand, and it tore up the Bahamas, you understand, tore it all up, man. It'll take years upon years upon years before they can put Bahamas back together. And now, it diminished in the speed and the power, and it's down to Category 3. But then it started picking up strength going into Florida and beyond, or up the East Coast. You understand? So we don't know how the Almighty is doing this here, but I mean, how the Almighty is setting all of this up and putting us in a good position here. You understand? It's just amazing to me. I'm telling you, I'm looking at this here, and it got to be the hand of the Almighty. They can't get this guy out of office after all the atrocities that they say that he done did. They can't get him out of office. You understand? They just said that he violated the Monuments Clause with Pence and Barr. You understand? Barr gave them $30,000 for him to have a Christmas party in one of his hotels, and that's not supposed to happen. He can't give a gift more than $10.
Wow.
And then they got Pence. You understand? He's getting ready to have a big meeting in one of Trump's hotels, I think, in Washington. I don't know where it's at. One of his hotels in America. You understand?
Mm-hmm.
And that's not supposed to happen. You understand what I'm saying? He's not supposed to be able to gain any money while he's in office for his hotels. Then he told a lie that he signed the hotels and all of his businesses over to his sons, his sons. You understand?
Mm-hmm.
And then he showed up, you know, on the TV with all of these papers that he had sitting up on the table. You understand? You know, how he done signed all of these papers over, but nobody has read none of them papers at all, period. So they can't get him out of office. This is the hand of the Almighty, man. They did Pharaoh, man. You know, he hardened his heart, you understand, to the point where, you know, Trump said, Pharaoh said, man, I'm your God. Get back to work. You understand? Trump said the same thing. You understand? He said, listen,
wow,
I'm the king of Israel. You understand?
He sure did.
And he boasted, man, that he, you know, man. And this got to be the hand of the Almighty hardening this guy's heart, man. And he think, mm-hmm, I don't know how he think. And, you know, I just thought about this here. How is all of these people think that they could get away with this stuff forever? I just don't get that. You understand? At some point, the light bulb got to come on. We can't keep doing these people this way. You understand? Let's give them a little slap. They ain't letting up. They tightened up. They ain't letting up. Hallelujah.
But you know what that is? That's the plan of the Almighty God. It just reminds me of Pharaoh. You know how Pharaoh did? Pharaoh, he kept on hardening his heart. He kept on hardening his heart. He kept on hardening his heart, and no matter what he did, he hardened it some more. You know, and it's just like, it's getting ready to get very interesting. Very interesting.
There's nothing that they can do, what I don't get is how they think that they're going to get around the Almighty.
Mm-hmm.
You know, all the things that they think that they can do against the Creator. You understand? Trump got a plan to go out into space. You understand?
Yeah.
You know what he's going out into. Matter of fact, you understand, in Ezekiel, somewhere in Ezekiel, or was it Zechariah, you understand, where it talks about, you understand, how the Almighty is putting these people in place, you understand, to destroy them. and it mentions it in the scripture. If you go on the internet, YouTube, you understand, Zion Lex, I don't know whether y'all know him or not, powerful young man, very, very astute in Hebrew history, you understand?
Mm-hmm.
And he's studying, Egyptology now, you understand? And I wanted to call him and tell him, and commend him because he's doing a very great job, you understand what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
And he explains it to the T. You understand? He goes down, and it's an hour and a half long. Hour and a half long? Yeah, hour and a half long. You understand? And it's so, anybody that has that, it's on today's YouTube program, so you can find it on there some kind of way. I forget the name of it. You understand? But it was a powerful presentation that he did today. Our God is really, really looking out for us, you understand, and he's doing what he said he's gonna do. You understand? He's gonna bring these people down, and he's gonna also bring us back up to the status that we were supposed to be. You understand?
Mm-hmm.
And we just gotta hold on and trust in the Almighty. That's what we gotta do. Wait on him. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. His word ain't going to come back void. Hold on. Let me get Sister Couture on. Shalom, shalom, Sister Couture. How are you today?
I'm pretty good. Shalom, family.
Shalom.
Shalom. I didn't get an email telling us about the hotel and everything.
I tell you what, I'm going to call you when this is over.
Okay.
I'll give you a call when this is over.
Okay.
Hallelujah. All praises to the Most High Yah. Hallelujah.
And you know what? Yes, one other thing I wanted to say, and I'm going to shut up. You understand?
Uh-huh.
Out of all of this stuff that's happening with this tornado coming on off of the Pacific Ocean, you understand? We still be
mm-hmm.
able to do our thing.
Yes.
You understand?
Hallelujah.
They say it was,
yeah.
They say it wasn't going to be no rain, you understand? And it's not going to hit Washington, D.C. That's what it said.
Hallelujah. Praise the mighty Yah. All right. All we got to do is pray. He got the rest.
Yeah, this is the hand of the Almighty Yah.
He has got the rest. He don't need no help from nobody.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. You know, I really want y'all to take a look at the YouTube and see if you can find that YouTube program with Zion Lex. I'm telling you, you'll like it. You'll like it. It gives you more hope than lately what we have received. But I'm
mm-hmm.
telling you, it's powerful, man. You understand? And he hits a lot of precepts and chapters and the prophets what they had to say. You understand? And he brings it all the way down to today's understanding, you understand, where we at, and, you know, it's powerful. I normally don't listen to the whole thing of anybody, but I listen to the whole hour and 20 some odd minutes. That's the first time I've done that in a while, you understand. Then they got
right.
Jabare, who was an Egypt, Jabare is an Egyptologist, priest,
mm-hmm.
you understand, with this, and historian. I say,
mm-hmm.
and you know, this is just me, but I think
mm-hmm.
that he's just what do they call it, you know, a guy that could tell a story. You know, he takes people to Egypt. You understand,
mm-hmm.
and when they ask questions, he'll explain it to them from the best of what he knows to be true. See, the people that he's talking to, you understand, is only the people that don't know, and so he could say whatever he want out of his mouth. You understand,
right?
Zion Lex held his feet to the fire.
I know that's right. I know that's right. It's time. You know, Israel is rising up. They're rising up. Israel is rising up to the occasion.
Yeah. You know, he just gives that tour guide jogging.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. It's a beautiful thing to see.
Yeah. Because, see, what's his name? Jabare is a tour guide, and when they ask him questions, he's talking to people that don't know, and they ask him a question, you understand, or whatever, you understand. He give them his spiel, but Brian Lex, they had a debate, and boy, Zion Lex held. Here's a guy that's supposed to be a priest. Egyptologist priest and a historian,
mm-hmm.
and he can't speak
mm-hmm.
the language.
mm.
Does that? Zion Lex laid it out, boy, laid it on him. You understand? You know, he had to confer with somebody else. Then there's another thing here too, is that Egypt stuff. Where in the Egypt history and stories that they tell? Is that that people came into this captivity? Where's their story at that led us into this captivity? We already know
right.
that Hebrews you know, our story lets us know that there was a certain period of time that we had came into this captivity, you understand? And my next question is, you understand, where's their idea, or where is it written at, on how we get out this captivity?
Right, that's true.
Nobody
but they don't
has
have
told
it. You know they
that.
Don't have it. They don't have it. They don't even. They don't have it. But you know, my thing is that you know we don't know. Yeah, all of our skin folk are not our kin folk. Just because they're not going to Israel, so they might be in Egypt. I don't know. I don't even. I mean, I think it's good that those guys can challenge them like that. You know, but at the end of the day, you know, it's all according to what you choose to believe. You know what I mean? And it's just like, well, you know, if you think you Egypt, then be Egypt. But I bet you one thing, I bet you they beat you on the boat. How much you want to bet? They're going to beat you on the boat.
You know, but the thing is with me is how, you know, you understand, when we were brought over here, they have paperwork stating who was on that boat. And it don't mention no Egyptians at all, period. It mentions Hebrew, Israelites, you understand, El, and Yehoah, you understand, but it does not mention no Egyptian. So my thing is that the understanding that they got about Egypt had to come from here.
Had to come from here. Yep, sure it is.
Now, that's not to say that in the pyramids and the priest those other buildings don't have pictures and et cetera, or you know, of black folks in those pyramids and you know and so forth. That's not to say that. What I'm saying is that the knowledge that they have, they call themselves Egyptians. See, they missed the story, or they got it conflicted, because they fell and never rose up again till this day.
Not only that, their land was overtaken by the Abrahams. So, you know what I'm saying? The people that's in there now are not Egyptian.
Absolutely correct. You understand what I'm saying? If they check their history, you understand, and I've seen, I've heard some, and I don't back myself on what they say, you understand. I only look at what somebody has said, and I see that they brought, when they got ran out of Egypt, or when they left Egypt, they sojourned into the Sudanese. The Sudanese was tall black folk. And that's where they reside today, from what I understand. You understand? From what the history has shown me. You understand? And so, you know, this is just a magical, mystical thing, you understand, that they trying to hoodwink and bamboozle us some more. And you should hear this guy. You understand?
Can only imagine.
Yeah, they came here as Hebrew Israelites. That's what they went and got the powers that took our people from the African continent. They were Hebrew Judah. You understand? Probably some Benjamin and some Levi, but most of them was Judah. They came and got off that Ivory Coast, off the coast of Africa, and brought them in what's name. They didn't bring no Egyptians. It don't say that at all. And I'm talking about history, not what it says in the scripture. I'm talking about what it says in history. It don't say nothing about no Egyptians.
Hallelujah.
But the point I'm really trying, they committing blasphemy.
Well,
man. Hebrew Israelites portraying as Egyptians, you understand? And you should hear how they try to cut down the holy scriptures, you understand? And these are guys that say they read the book, but they never read the book because they wouldn't be able to say that, what they're saying.
That's true. Yes, I agree. So, you know, we are at the final stages now. We're on our way to Washington, D.C. next weekend, this upcoming weekend, and really excited mm-hmm. about it and getting ready to do something that has never been done. And everybody has been under attack. Everybody's been under attack. Everybody that I know that's born that has had means to be attacked has been under attack. Everybody.
Okay.
You know, because we're going anyway. We're going to make it anyway. We're going to do what the Most High tell us to do. You know, because we don't really realize how powerful this is and what this means in the spirit realm.
That is correct.
That's where And you know, nobody has tried. You know, I think about the fact that we have been awakened and we're waking up and everybody's coming to the knowledge of who we are. And it has to be something that has to take place because they really haven't tried to stop it for real. I mean, when you think about it, the more of us wake up, the more nobody has really tried to stop it. Nobody has tried to stop it. You know, because it's necessary, it's a part of the plan, and we have to be able to wake up to be able for the phase two to take place.
That is correct. You know, you made a valid point. You made a valid point, you understand, is that look at what's happening. You understand?
Yeah.
If this was not the hand of the Almighty, why are so many of us becoming awakened? Why are so many of us understanding what's really going on here? You understand? You know, and the things that's happening. These things don't happen just willy-nilly. These things is real and factual. You understand? We got proof evidence.
Yes, they are.
There's proof and there's evidence as to seeing how things are transpiring. You understand? And, you know, and I'm looking for the Egyptians to show us proof and evidence.
Well, they don't have none, so they ain't even. They're not even a part of what we're getting ready to do on this coming weekend. They're just another distraction that the enemy has put out there to keep us distracted because they don't have any proof and evidence, and it ain't no different than them being the Christian or them different being the Jehovah Witness or anything else. They don't have any proof. I mean, all they can do is reach back and get some history about the Egyptians that happened thousands of years ago. But I mean, like I said, when it's somebody else occupying your land and you're in the same land that we in, it's still not registering as to what, you know, what's really happening. You know, but I wanted to make an announcement to you all that we have the final prayer ready for all of you all who are not going. Everybody who is not going that wants to go down with us in prayer at 12:00 on Saturday, I need you to email me at the Yehuda Project so that I can send you a copy of the prayer and the protocol because we will be fasting. You know, there are certain things that we have to do. If you are married, you are not to come at your wives. We're doing just like the Most High told us to do, what he told Moshe to tell us when we was at the base of Mount Sinai. We are not to come at, and there's no sex involved. We're going to be fasting. We're going to purify our hearts. We're going to purify our minds. And then when we come together, we're going to start the fast at about 7:00 on Friday because we wanted everybody while you were traveling to be able to eat and do all that kind of stuff. But at 7:00 p.m. on Friday, we're going to fast, and we're going to fast all the way through till Saturday at 12:00 because we have a spread laid out for those that are coming to the event. So we want everybody to try not to eat something. Now, if you have to take medication, you know what I'm saying, and you have to do that, then you have to eat something to take medication. But if you don't, we encourage everybody to try to stick to this fast. We have food there prepared. For you all who are not coming with us, prepare your food in advance so that when you come off the fast at 12 midnight, after we finish praying at 12 in the afternoon, you can go ahead and eat. But we do have the prayer ready. The prayer is ready to go. We will be sending it out to different Hebrew camps. We're going to do that tonight and tomorrow so that they'll have them, and they'll be covering us in prayer and all that kind of good stuff. Hold on. Let me open up the mic, too. What's calling? Brother Yerushalayim, your mic is open. You're on the air.
Yes, Shalom.
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 Hey, shalom. Yeah, I understand what you mean when you say everybody was being attacked.
Everybody. I got
everybody.
So sick yesterday. I was so sick yesterday. I just came from the doctor today. So I'm doing pretty good. I'm trying to, you know, get myself ready. Because I'm like, I don't feel good, you know, and I didn't, you know, but, you know, and then some other people and they got different kind of aches and pains, and it's just been an attack. I don't know what you guys is going through, but.
Oh, my goodness, y'all. It got pretty crucial over here. We made it through everything,
right.
But it got kind of crucial.
I bet.
You know, sometimes, man, when you get excited, you understand, it can bring on some aches and pains. You understand? You know, I think that we're a lot of times, man, we may be overexcited about the event that's going to happen and how we, how the Almighty is working this thing. And, you understand? So, I'm looking at it as that, from that aspect. You understand?
I don't know, Brother Johnny. I had a lot of people at my job that were sick before I left work, and they come to work sick, and they make everybody else sick. They do. They have to cough, and they say they contagious. You know, I thought about it today. I said, if they were to catch something that was lethal, a contagious disease, we'd all be up in there in jeopardy because they let them come in there sick. And if that was my company, if you were sick, I'd make you go home because it's counterproductive for you to come here and make everybody else sick. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And they own that. So, you know, those are the battles that, you know, I've been fighting. I feel better today, you know, and I'm going to keep on continuing to feel better tomorrow. But, it's just been a battle, I'm telling you.
You know, I went to pick up my medication, you understand? And so the doctor, you know, he asked me, he said, did you get your shot today? I said, man, I don't mess with that stuff, man. And, boy, you should have seen his face. You understand? You don't mess with that. Understand, you know?
Right.
And I said, man, I haven't had a cold in 5 years, which I have not had a cold in 5 years. I had a little sniffle here, you understand, you know?
Mm-hmm.
But I have not had a cold in 5 years. And I have never taken none of them shot, vaccine, or anything. Since they started it, Sister Yaina, you understand? And it must be about 8 years, 9 years now that they've had that into effect. I haven't had a cold in 5 years. I really haven't. You understand? I know
praise
I haven't.
Y'all.
It might be more. You understand? But he should have seen his face.
I bet. It has truly been, you know, like I said, we don't understand. And we're about to go into the belly of the beast. We're getting ready to step up into a nation. You know, I don't know if you all know this, but the Washington, D.C. is a separate nation outside of the United States of America. It's
of
not
course,
even a part of the United States of America. They got their own flag, their own laws, their own everything. We're not even, when we step on that soil, we're not even in the United States of America anymore. So, I mean, I don't know how much these people on this line know and how educated they are about it, but from the research, it's a very occult city, and it was designed to be an occult city, you know. And it's the military part of the whole Babylonian system, you know. And that's why I said for, you know, us to be doing this right now and to be crying out to the Most High right now, this has got to be Yah allowing this to happen.
Yeah. All right, he validates our effort, man, because that's what he said. He said, turn back to him in the days of our captivity. You understand?
Yeah, yeah.
So what could we be doing more than turning back to him and giving praise and honor and great glory, you understand, to the Holy One of Israel? You understand? He's our God. We got to praise him. We can't keep praising these other folks. You understand? They ain't really ever done anything for us at all. If you look at what has transpired over the years, these are things that develop automatically.
Yeah.
And we do. We need everybody's prayers. You know, if we got people praying for us, we know Yah's going to be there, you know, and that you all continue to keep us in your prayers. We got the different Hebrew Nation building is going to be praying with us, and a couple of the other groups will be praying with us, you know, that we get there.
Hallelujah.
But, you know, everybody is, you know, the people have just been like, it's just been very strange. It's been a lot of strange things happening, you know, but we have the victory over them all. And the Most High is always going to be there to protect us and cover us, you know, but it's just not like the enemy not to do something, you know what I mean? And, you know, I'm glad that the hurricane didn't hit down there where you guys are, you know, and that we was able to move forward and it's bypassed from Washington, D.C. Oh, that's a blessing, you know.
Mm-hmm.
So I just wanted to share that. And to let you know, like I said, email us at the Yehuda Project, and Yehuda is spelled YEHUDAH Project, PROJECT at gmail.com. It's the Yehuda Project at gmail.com. Again, the THE Yehuda YEHUDAH Project, PROJECT at gmail.com, and we will send you all the prayer. If you don't email me, we're not going to send the prayer out, because we want you guys to keep us very close to you, you know, and we want you to pray over us, pray over the prayer. You know, we're not going to send the whole itinerary of the things that we're going to do our program, but we will be sending the prayer and the protocol sheet again. No sexual relationships with your wife from the time that we start September the 6th at 7 o'clock p.m. until after we get through going through the prayer on September the 7th. You know, because we want to remain pure. You know, we have everybody have, please, if you have the ZZ and you can put them on, please put them on. And at 12 o'clock midnight, we're going to, 12 o'clock p.m., 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, we're going to go down in prayer. So it's going to be an afternoon at 12 o'clock p.m. Eastern Standard Time. And now what we're going to do Thursday is we're going to synchronize the clock that we're going to use. So we're going to use a specific clock to verify what time it is at that clock, and we want everybody to try to synchronize it together. If you're in another country, you know, we'll give you the time that we're going to synchronize the watch on Thursday, and we're going to have prayer on Thursday. And then we're just going to go. We're going to go do what we got to do. We're going to eat. We're going to fellowship. You know, we're going to have our ceremony, and we're going to come on back and do faith too. You know.
Mm-hmm.
I'll pray to the Most High Yah, you know, because we are expecting a visitation. We would love to have one. We're ready for this, you know what I'm saying? Everybody that has volunteered to be a part of the program, we're glad that you are able to do this for us. You know, we thank you all for it. We got a videographer that's going to be videotaping everything. We will be putting this up on YouTube once it's edited so you guys can see what we did and how we did it. You know, and all of that good stuff. You know, so everybody's going to have something to do. There's a part we're going to play, you know, and we're going to do something very unique on Thursday. So we want everybody to call in on Thursday and try to be on time. Please try to be on time on Thursday night, you know, because we'll be leaving first thing Saturday, Friday morning.
Hallelujah.
Praise the mighty Yah.
I heard you just met. Go ahead.
I said we fulfilling another prophecy. We fulfilling another prophetic mandate that the Most God gave us in Deuteronomy chapter 30. You know, this was a mandate that he gave us in Deuteronomy chapter 30. And he said, you know, when these things come upon you, the blessing and the curse, and you're in the land of your captivity, he said, you and your children, we supposed to cry out to the Most High.
Yeah.
You know, and we're getting ready to do that. We're getting ready to do that.
Hallelujah.
I'm just trying to find the scripture so I can read it to everybody so we know where we at here. And I want you to know, understand, you know, what we're doing and why we're doing it, because he told us to do this. And it's Deuteronomy chapter 30, verse 1, it says, and it shall come to pass when all these things are come upon thee, the blessing and the curse, which I have set before thee,
and thou shalt call them to mind among all the nations, whether the Most High thy Elohim have driven thee. So that's in the land of our captivity, and shall return unto the Most High thy Elohim, and shall obey his voice according to all that I command thee this day, thou and thy children, with all thy heart and with all thy soul, that then the Most High thy Elohim will turn thy captivity and have compassion upon thee, and will return and gather thee from all the nations, whether the Most High thy Elohim has scattered thee.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. You know? So we trying to get this done. Like I said, when you doing this kind of stuff, and the powers that be, you know they listening. Everybody listening. And they, you know, it ain't been easy. It ain't been an easy thing to do, but we doing it. You know? The struggle is real. Woo, it's real, y'all. It is real. You know,
Do you know what it says?
Go ahead, Patagonia.
I want you to finish what you're saying.
I was just going to say everything that could go wrong went wrong. It did. And I'm just letting you know from the planning stages. We ain't going to get into no details, but we have had to recalibrate and do plan B. And when we finally did it, we come to the conclusion that that's the way the Most High wanted it to be. It wasn't the way we planned it, but it's the way he wanted it to be. And that's where we are today. All praises to the Most High God.
Hallelujah. You know, it says here, you understand, it says, you know, in Deuteronomy 30, chapter 1, and it shall come to pass when all these things come upon thee, the blessing and the curse, which I have set before thee, and thou shalt bethink thyself among all the nations wherein I have driven thee. Now, it says that we have to bethink ourselves in the land of our captivity where he sent us into our captivity. And he's going to be the one that watch over us in our land, in our captivity. I heard you mention something about the they going to fall on us and this and that and the other. There's nothing that they could do to us, you understand? This is mandated by the Almighty Yah that we must bethink ourselves in the captivities in all the places where the Almighty has driven us, you understand?
Mm-hmm.
So there's nothing that he could do to us, you understand? We have and it's going to be proven, you understand, on that day, you understand, when we call on him with all our heart and all our soul. You understand? Nothing else matters, man. Nothing else matters. Hallelujah.
Mm-hmm. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. All praises to the Most High Yah. You know? All praises. And I thank him for it. I mean, I really do. I want to see him work. I mean, I don't know if he's going to use us as guinea pigs or what. But whatever he chooses to do, we're going to be all right. We're going to be just fine.
Yeah.
You know, because he's going to prove himself strong. He will. I know he is. You know, we're going to do what we need to do to make it through this, you know. I'll praise it to the Most High Yah. But, you have to be able, let me say this. You have to be able to put yourself in a position that seems impossible for the Most High to use you. Let me make sure that I let you know something. And there's nothing wrong with this. Everybody that want to sit on the sidelines, that's fine. No problem. Don't mean you're not Israel. Don't mean you're not going to make it in the wilderness. Don't mean you're not going when the boats come. But for the people that he's going to use, you're going to have to put you out there. There's no hiding.
Yeah.
There's no sneaking. There's no covering your identity. You're going to be seen, heard, and felt. And in order for the Most High to get the glory, And for him to do it, it's going to be some, you're going to take some chances. So I'm letting you know now, this is not what you want to do. Cancel your plane tickets and your hotel room right now. I'm telling you now. I'm just going to be real honest with you because, you know, I'm not, and I ain't trying to scare nobody because we don't have fear. We don't operate in fear. But, you know, a lot of people have been kind of hiding in the trenches, hiding in the background, and there's nothing wrong with that. If you don't want to be seen, you ought to be seen. You know, but for the ones that he's used all the way through that Bible, they've had to be confronted with some hellified stuff. And he brought them through. From Moses to Joshua to whomever. You, if you want to be used, you're going to have to step on out there. There ain't no more hide no more. This it. Ain't no more hide. Now, if you want to be a prayer warrior and you want to be on your knees at home, that's fine. We need that too. But for the ones that really know what this is, let's do this. You know what I'm saying? Because we can do this. I know we can do this. Everybody else, we need you too. We need you to pray at home if that's where you need to be.
Right. I want
just saying. I'm done.
I wanted to, go to verse 2 in Deuteronomy 30. And it says, "And shall return unto Yah Elohim and hearken to his voice according to all that I command thee this day." Now, did you hear what he said? He said, hearken unto his voice. So consequently, you understand, we might hear something going on out here on that day.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we might hear something from the Almighty, some instruction, something, you understand, to let us know that he showed up. He's showing up, you understand?
Mm-hmm.
And it says, thou, you know, and it says, on this day, thou and thy children with all thy heart and with all thy soul. He didn't say, this has to be at a time where we are in a captivity and we don't have no people with us. We don't have Gentile with us. He's talking about the children, you understand, and all that, and giving God all our heart at that particular time. You understand? You know, so there's nobody with us but our children, you understand,
that's
going to recognize this, that the protection is going to be there for us, you understand? Then Yah Elohim will turn our captivity and have compassion upon thee, and will return and gather thee from all the peoples wherein Yah Elohim has scattered us. That is powerful. Powerful.
Mm-hmm.
You understand? So, you know, I don't think that we have anything to worry about. You understand? We just got to give the Almighty our heart. You know, we got to feel it in our heart to know that we are doing what the Almighty say, and we believe in the true and living Elohim, and that he will turn our captivity right before our eyes.
Hallelujah.
I just wanted to make explicit certain things in that what you had said, what you had read.
Hallelujah. Praise the mighty God. You know, it's just one of those moments. This is, you know, one of those moments. It's not anything to be taken lightly. It's not. It's not anything to be taken lightly, you know, and the Most High put it on you all's heart to be there, you know, and people paid their money in hotel rooms and all kind of stuff just to say, I'm coming. This is so important. I got to be here. You know, and the Most High put it on your heart to be here. Some people wanted to come and couldn't, and we know that. We know that some people had it in their heart to come, and they just couldn't come because their finances wouldn't let them. I understand that, too. I do. I understand all of those things. You know, but this is time now that Yehuda or Judah got to stand up and go first. And we got to go first.
Absolutely.
And I remember years ago I called this Hebrew Israelite brother when I first really started getting involved in the community. And you know, he said, one thing I got to tell you, he said, girl, you got some guts. He said, I'm serious. He said, you got some serious guts, boy, for real.
He said, this thing is real. You know this thing is real? And I said, yeah, I do understand that it's real. But, you know, when you have faith in Yah, you almost got to be like a little kid. You know, you got to have that faith that no matter what, if he tells me to jump off that ledge, he got me. You know, I didn't tell the little kid to jump off the porch. Come on, I got you, just jump. And they be half going, I've always felt like that about the Most High. And now, don't mean I'm perfect, because sometimes I have to be able to talk myself through some situations and tell myself, no matter what, he got me. No matter what, he got me. No matter what I see, don't think negative. He got you. You know, but it was like, he was like, you got some serious guts. He said, for real, you know. And I know that it's a very dangerous thing. I know that it's a very dangerous thing to be an Israelite. I know that. You know, at the same time. You don't think so?
No, I don't think it's a dangerous thing. I think that the Almighty is asking us to stand up in the name of his name and his commandments.
Yes.
Remember now, the reason why we in this captivity is we was disobedient.
Yeah. But what I'm saying is that when we, in this captivity with the Edomites and all the people, you know, they can't stop it. So they're doing everything in their power, you know, to try to rebut. But the Most High has us doing what we're doing. And you know what I'm saying? It's not anything to take lightly. You know what I'm saying? It's not, and it's never been. If you go all the way through the scriptures, every time we turned around, we ran into other nations, and it was a challenge. It wasn't an easy thing to go through.
Remember what you said a while back. You said, here's what you said. I think you said it was David who said this. He said, I've been young, and I've been old, but I have yet to see the righteous go forsaken.
Oh, it's he big and great. Yeah.
You understand? So, you understand? If we stand up for the Almighty will stand with us. You understand? Remember now, we got to understand that Joshua, you understand, told the people when we were supposed to be going in there to take Canaan, he said, be of good courage and don't be dismayed at what you see.
Don't be dismayed.
You understand?
Yes.
You know, because our God is with us. That's what we have to have in our hearts, to know that our God is with us.
Hallelujah. Always. And I don't knock that. I'm not knocking that. I'm just telling everybody that's coming and the ones that's not coming, don't take this lightly.
Okay.
This is a very serious thing, what we're doing. Don't take it lightly. Yeah. It's not to be entered into lightly, but we got to really realize that, yes, Yah's going to be there. Yah's foot soldiers is going to be there. And we're going to walk into an environment that's going to be mixed with a whole lot of people that's going to be there. But, and yes, he has our back always, he does. And somebody got to do it, because ain't nobody else stepping up to do this.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
We're doing it. You know, all crazy. And
yeah,
you can't
man, you know, look at how do we ever expect to get gain favor of the Almighty when we sitting on the fence or in that gray area?
Right, absolutely. It takes the soldiers. You know,
standing
you be
in the middle of the road.
And to be honest with you, most of us with soldiers on the other side. You know what I'm saying? So he just reversed us and brought us over here and said, I need you to have that same heart you had when you was over there. No.
Yeah.
I don't change nothing. You just change sides.
Elohim. We talking about the true and living Elohim that was with us in days old. In days of old. You know, there was a couple of fights that we went battles that we had, we didn't lose a man.
Didn't lose a man. Nope. So did. That's the truth. And he has made this possible. And like I said, everything we wanted to do, we have done. I got to do one more thing, get one more thing done, and then we finished. We got everything we set out to do, and we are ready to go. But I'm just saying that when the Most High sanctions it like this, you know, we got to understand that we're moving into a whole nother level now. That's all
Let me go with verse 8. He said, thou shalt hearken, thou shalt return and hearken unto the voice of Yah Elohim, and to do his commandments, and his commandments which he commanded us, this day. You understand? Now, he had told us about our commandments. He gave them to Moshe, you understand? And he let us know. And when he gave us these commandments and stuff like that, it was for us to live and not die. You understand? Now, you know, we give praise. The first commandment that says that thou shalt have no other God before me. That was the first commandment. That's part of us living and not dying. And then the rest of it, it tells us about how we should treat one another, what we should eat. You understand what I'm saying? The Levitical laws. You know, those are things that we must hearken unto, you understand, you know, and to do them, you understand, so that we can live and not die, you understand? You know, we can't do part of the law, you understand? See, that's why I had always said to them brothers years ago, you understand, it does not say in the scripture anywhere that we're supposed to do part of the law and be all right. It doesn't say that. At all. Yeah. It says right here, it says, to do all the laws in which I have given you this day. You understand? Now, we have to, in our captive state, we have to have it in our heart that we're going to do all the laws, because that's what all we did not do to get us into captivity that we are. Remember, the statutes, laws, and commandments was in the land when we disobeyed him.
Yeah. Yeah.
So Hallelujah. We got to start coming back to doing all the laws, the statutes, the commandments that the Almighty has set aside for us through the mouth of Moshe. Hallelujah. And I'm sorry, I get excited when we talk about that. I wanted to say this here. You know, your boy Kevin Hart had a terrible accident.
Yeah, I saw that. I saw that, yeah. So, Brother Urashimam, how are you guys doing?
We holding in there. We better know. We had some challenges, Sister Yahina. We had some challenges.
We'll talk off the record. We'll definitely talk off the record.
Right. We really do, because it's, man, I'm seeing some stuff. I'm going to be honest with you. I'm excited. I'm happy. But at the same point in time, the gravity of the whole situation and the importance of it, you can feel it. Mm-hmm. If you can't feel it, then you don't even need to be there. Because I can feel it.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Because I feel something.
You can ready to do some big boy stuff. You hear me? I mean, when I tell you, you can ready to do some big boy stuff, I mean coming against the gods. You can ready to do some big boy stuff. I mean, when I tell you this is the epitome of epitome, this is not no joke right here. Mm-hmm. This is serious business. And, yes, y'all going to be with us. And, yes, the angel's going to be there to protect us. And, yes, he's going to make sure that we protect it. But believe you me, when I tell you this is some big boy stuff, this is some big boy stuff right here. This ain't no joke.
Oh, I know.
You know?
Oh, I know.
Glad I ain't going by myself. That's all I can say. Lord have mercy.
You ain't joking.
You know? This is serious.
I do got a question for you.
Yes, sir.
The border of blue, did y'all put y'all border of blue on your outfit?
Well, I don't do the border of blue. I put the border of blue in the ZZ.
Okay, so yours is in the ZZ.
Mine is in the ZZ, and I put it in the ZZ, and I'm having the ZZ made. So for you all who don't have any ZZs that are coming, I will definitely bring those with me. For you all who need ZZs, you can make them yourself, but the young lady gave us such a good deal on these that I told her I was going to put her ZZs on the store so you guys can buy them and wear them, because they are absolutely beautiful, the ones that she makes. And they should be ready on Thursday. So I'm going to bring, for you all that have them, bring the ones you have, because we can only have her make so many of them. And she gave us a deal. So if you have them already, like Brother Donian and a few other people who are already Israel, bring yours and then we'll be able to give them to the guests that are coming. But the blue is in the ZZ that we're going to bring.
Let me elaborate on that a little bit, guys. Now, you know, it's mandated that we wear ZZs on the four corners of our garment.
Right.
But only the priest, you understand, was to have a border around his garment. That's only the priest.
Okay. Well, there you go, brother. Yerushalayim,
I got a question about that then.
Well, you're too late now, so the Most High got you in position to be the priest.
Well, that's probably why it happened like that then.
Yeah,
I got a blue on mine, so I didn't know.
Let me explain something to you. We coming back to the Almighty, which we have been away from and out of doing our laws, statutes, and commandments for more than 400 years. You understand?
Yeah,
so, and us coming back, we trying to do everything that we think that's going to gain favor of the Almighty. So I don't see nothing wrong with you putting that around your garment, you understand? And then, see, you might be a Levite. You don't know.
That's what I'm saying. You might be a Levite. We don't know. And the fact that it went that way, we don't know.
Yeah, that's true.
We really don't know. I mean, at the end of the day. But the fact
well,
that it
the
went
reason
that
why
way
I call, the reason. The reason why I call myself Judah is because they came and got us from the land of the African man from Judah. You understand? The land was called Judah, Weda, and all the other names, but we were in that region at that particular time, and we got to understand that the temple. Was they fell on the temple and had us scatter. Millions of us went into Africa, but the peoples that was in Jerusalem, which were Judites, Benjamin, and Levi. You understand?
Mm-hmm.
And so, well, you know, so I say that I'm Judah, and my name is Adonijah, is because I think that I'm the third. I'm from the lineage of the third son of David, you understand, which was Adonijah.
Mm-hmm.
I think I had that spirit of Adonijah. That's just my opinion.
Hallelujah. Yes, indeed. It's going to be a very interesting time. I'm looking forward to it. I'm looking forward to meeting everybody. I'm looking forward to us. But the main thing is that we stay faster and we stay prayed up. And we continue your
prayer. Sister Yaina, you understand?
Mm-hmm.
I'm more attractive over the phone.
Oh, my God. Anyway, I'm just saying, we have a lot of work to do from a spiritual standpoint.
You know how y'all do, man. You see a person, then you put your hand over your mouth. Oh, my God.
He always got to show out. He always got to show out, though. Yeah. I am really serious, but... You know, all praise to the Most High Yah. We have made it thus far, one day at a time. You know, we were talking about having a meet and greet and everybody coming to the hotel to meet each other, and we can, but we're going to be fasting. We are definitely going to be fasting. So, you know, we don't want to put ourselves under any burden. If you guys got to eat, you know, you definitely can do that. But from 7 o'clock on, we will be fasting. We got
to
do that. We can't just go there any kind of way.
Yeah. Also, I want y'all to understand there's a six pack under this belly.
Okay. All right. You know, so it's a very serious time. You know, we're trying to get Brother Donnie out on the same page. But, you know, we definitely have a lot of stuff we have to do. And we're going to get it done. And he has trusted us to do it. And for like I said, everybody to stand behind. We need your prayer, because I know you wanted to come, and you may not have been able to come, but we need your prayer. We need your prayers and your fasting and all of the stuff that's necessary to get through this, because we've had a lot of opposition before we even got to get to Washington. We got it. We've had it on this line. We've had it on our class line. Mm-hmm. It's like two certain people have been attached to us to keep us disheveled in our course, you know. But nevertheless, we persevere through, and we have to continue to do that and to know that no matter what, y'all got us, and I do believe that, and we're going to persevere on through and make it happen.
Mm-hmm.
And knowing that, we give God all praise, glory, and honor, and we just let Yah be Yah because he is the boss of all things, and we're going to make this thing work. We're going to get through this thing right here. So anybody
else?
I have
no doubt in it. We just have to show up, man, and do what we say we're going to do. And because
yeah,
we got to know that
amazing.
The Almighty going to do what he say he's going to do.
Right. Yeah, yeah. Mm-hmm. That's true. It really is. That's the core of it all and the foundation of it all. Yeah, yeah. It's true. True, you know, but you got us. And a lot of people wanted to support us, and because of the situation that they're in, or the reputation that they have, or the industry that they're in, they couldn't. A lot of people wanted to support us from the music industry. A lot of people wanted to support us from Hollywood. A lot of people wanted to support us from the sports industry, but because of the platform that you're working under. You know, your funds are watched very carefully. We know that. We know that they are. Some people have made provisions to be able to give it to us once we get there. Some things will be handed to us once we get there, you know, because they can't send, you know, certain things because their funds are being watched, you know, and they don't want to lose their status or their money the way they make money. We understand all that. And we will be standing in the gap for all of you all. We will be praying for everybody that's not there. From our ancestors to all everybody that's just in this country, and we will be praying for you all. So we just want you to know we understand that you wanted to and you couldn't, and you couldn't get it to us because your stuff is being watched, but that's going to be the opportunity where they will be there. You know, and then we're on the terrorist list as one of the number one terrorist groups in the country, you know what I'm saying, and all that old crazy stuff. But we understand that, but we're going to pray, and we're going to call on our Elohim to deliver us. So we don't have to be on nobody else's list about nothing.
Yeah.
Hallelujah. He's the mighty.
You know, it's all in God's plan, his master plan. We're gonna make it happen and make it work. You know, so all praises to the Most High Yah. We give him honor, glory, and praise, and we thank him for everything that he's doing. And he's going to continue to support and do what we need to do. So we just wanted to be able to say that, you know, and thank everybody for all the financial support that you guys have given. And we just want to, you know, make sure that everybody knows that we got this. So we're going to move forward and do this thing that we got to do and call on y'all and do what Deuteronomy 30 just told us to do, you know, and to cry out. We got children coming. We got adults coming. We got elderly people coming. We coming from every generation that we can possibly come from to be able to do this as a nation, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And some people are coming that are not staying in hotels. Some people are just driving up for the day to come. And we say, if you can do that, you know, come on up. You know, we're wearing white and we're wearing, you know, it was really hard to find a fabric that was 100%. I mean, it's really difficult, and when you do, it's expensive. It is very expensive.
Well, you got to look at who you're dealing with, man. Everything in America is fabricated. Everything.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Really,
they got that plastic mixed in everything, man. They call it polyurethane, and it's in everything. You ain't going to find nothing pure. And one other thing, too, here is we dealing with China. You know, everything that you go to the store to get, check the label on it. It's from China. You understand?
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, we ain't going to get no pure nothing. You understand? Unless we do it ourselves.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
We have to come back to the Almighty with all our heart and all our soul. That's all we got, man. You understand? He's going to turn our captivity right before our eyes. You understand? On that day, probably. You understand? Like I said, he said, stand still and hear the voice of the Almighty Yah. You understand? You know, we gotta expect some things that are coming from. He's our God. He gotta make His presence known. That's just my opinion.
Yes, He does. Yes,
but when I read here, man, that He's always done that. Always, He's made His presence known among the children of Israel. He told Abraham He was his God. He told Abraham, Isaac He was his God. He told Jacob. He told Moshe that He was the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob.
Yes,
so He's going to make His presence known, man. We just got to stand still in here and see the presence of the Almighty. Yeah. Hallelujah.
Mm-hmm. Hallelujah.
Yeah.
Woo. I mean, you know.
I don't believe in nothing else, but there's nothing else on my mind, man. I know, you understand, we see all of this old insane stuff, and it has no validity. It don't have no backbone, you understand? It don't have no, you understand, if that wasn't the case, you understand, you know, we wouldn't have no case because it don't have nothing in it. One other thing, too, is that we melanated folk. Colored folks, people got color in them. You understand? If it was Europeans, you look out in the field and you wouldn't see nobody because they transparent.
Yeah.
That's for the matter.
Yep. So this is where we are now. All praises to the Most High God. Like I said, we won't have any class on Wednesday. There won't be a class on Wednesday for the advanced group, but we will only be on here for a short while on Thursday because we need you guys to pray for us, and we're going to do something very significant on Thursday. So please don't be late. Please try to be here at 7 o'clock on Thursday, you know, because we will be hanging up and getting some sleep and getting up and leaving at a certain time. So all praises to the Most High. I'm really excited, you know. But like I said, I know what this means. You know, this is real stuff. All praises to the Most High. Yeah. Sister Couture, you still there with us? You ain't gone, are you? I think she's still. I got her. She just got her phone on mute. You know, all praises to the Most High. All right. Praise you. I'm going to open your mic back up. I didn't know whether you were still there or not. But I did write your number down. I'm going to call you once this is over with, you know, so we can talk.
Okay.
But I'm going to call Brother Yerushalayim and them first because I got to cover something with them. But like I said, the prayer, the protocols to the prayer, we're going to put it on there because we want everybody to be ready. Women have to cover up their hair while you are before we get ready to go pray. I want everybody that's at home to put a scarf on, the women, knock them in. Cover up your hair, and then we're going to turn to the east, and that's going to be whichever way the sun is rising, because the sun rises in the east and it sets in the west. And then you guys, we turn to the east, and then you'll have the prayer part that's going to be read, and you can do it however you want to do it. You can have somebody read it to you, and you respond however you want to do it. We're going to do it that way. And like I said, we refrain from certain things, you know, try not to watch for TV or none of that stuff that's going to cloud your mind from 7 o'clock p.m. all the way up until 12 o'clock p.m. on that Saturday. We will not be here on Saturday. We will not have a radio show on Sunday. We will see you again on Tuesday. I don't know when the video will be ready to put up on YouTube, but the young man will be there. And he'll be working to put it together for us and editing it for what we need. So, you know, we just want to make sure everybody knows that, you know, and that we have, you know, an opportunity to be there. So we got enough stuff on YouTube that you guys can listen to, you know, and then the study behind. And, you know, because this Saturday coming up, we won't be there. We'll be celebrating the Sabbath together, you know. So just want to share that with you so you know. You know, these protocols are very important. You know, these are the thing that the Most High told him to do at the base of Mount Sinai. He said, have everybody wash their clothes, make sure everybody's clothes is clean. You know, make sure everybody's clean when they come before me and tell their husbands, don't go at their wives. So they weren't allowed, you know, because he was going to speak to the children of Israel. And we want to do the same thing. We want to be in a position where he can speak to us. And we did the best we could with the clothes that we wearing, to the head wraps that we had, to the undergarments that we have on, because one of the sisters called me, and she was like, man, this slip ain't even 100%. It might be nylon, but the rubber band is something else. I said, that's totally different. He's talking about mixture of stuff, and some of the stuff is mixed. You know, but we have to do the best we can in this captivity. You know.
Yeah. You know all them clothes got way on in it and all of that. That's polyester. That's, man, that stuff go up there. Don't put no match to it.
Right, right. Absolutely. Absolutely. So, you know, the protocols, we'll give you the protocol sheet and make sure we send it out. We're going to do that tomorrow. You know, because I was instructed by my doctor not to go to work tomorrow. I have a bronchial infection. I won't be at work tomorrow, and I know they on here listening. I know they are, but anyway, yeah, I won't be there tomorrow, so I'm going to do what I got to do, and I'll try to send it to you tomorrow so we can get that done and let the Most High do what he does. But it's been a journey. It truly has been a journey. It has been a journey, but we're here now. This is our next phase. We're walking into phase two, and what's so amazing is all these groups that's got all these people. None of them had the mind to do this right here.
You know, that's what I was going to tell you. You understand? You have to do what Yah calls you to do. You understand?
Yeah.
You know, you're a servant of the Almighty on call. You understand?
Yeah.
And so, those other groups, man, the Almighty got something they want them to do. They don't get away. Nobody gets away, you understand? I mean, I'm not talking about punishment. I'm talking about the Almighty give everybody something to do, especially when you call yourself a servant of the Almighty. If they say that they're a servant, they got a job.
Yeah. Absolutely, absolutely. You know,
and I'm really learning to leave them guys out of my conversation, because you know, I ain't doing nothing but upsetting me. You understand? When I try to put them in and be upset because they ain't doing what I think that they should be doing, I cannot do that. I have to allow them to be who they want to be and let the Almighty deal with them, judge them. Hallelujah.
I'll pray.
I'm really learning how to do that. I try not to put my, try not to talk about them. Let them do their thing, man. You know what's really important? Me.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, so, I mean, you know, I just want to share that with everybody today and let you know we do have it ready. The prayer's ready to go. The programs are all ready to go. We're just moving out according to what the Most High tells us to do. And make it work, you know. All we can say is hallelujah. All praises to the Most High Yah.
Let
him do what he does. He does well. He loves us. There's nothing he won't do for us. All we got to do is just trust him. You know,
stand still and let the Almighty do what he do. That's what we need to be doing, man. Praising the Almighty with all our heart and all our soul. Ask him to forgive us for all our sins. And we need to pray for those. We need to stand in the gap, you understand, you know, for all of those that are not aware. Some of us are aware, you understand. Some of us are conscious. Some of us are not, you understand. But we need to stand in the gap for those that went down before us, you understand, you know, that was unaware. We need to do that, you understand, because without them, you know, they made a one hellish mistake by not doing the laws or keeping to the law. But see, the Almighty is so powerful beyond compare. He knew all of that. He knew how stiff-necked we were and hard-headed. You understand what I'm saying? And that we was going to fall astray. I mean, go astray. You understand? He knew that when he told Abraham that your seed is going to go into captivity for 400 years. And be chastened for 400 years. That's what he said. So he knew that. He knew it. Hallelujah. Yeah, we hard-headed, stiff-naked, man. You understand? That's why it's only going to be a remnant. It's only going to be, chosen, the elect. It's only going to be them. You understand? But mainly, it'll be how you feel about it. You understand? If you feel that you're a part of the elect, that means that you got obligations.
Mm-hmm. Well, we came to the end of our show. We are here now.
Oh, yeah, just don't want to hear me talk no more.
Well, I don't think there's anything else that can be said that there's nothing else.
I know, I'm only kidding.
I mean, you know what I'm saying? We got to move forward to the next phase and to get there. So I just wanted to be able to let everybody know that. Like I said, Sister Couture, I will call you once I'm done talking to Brother Urashima on them. I'll definitely give you a call. And we will see everybody on Thursday night at 7 o'clock p.m. Eastern Standard Time sharp. You guys have a wonderful rest of your evening, and shalom, shalom, everyone.
Shalom.